On this episode of Five Paragraph Podcast, we are talking about the big, dark, vicious enemy, socialism. Socialism, it seems like a broad topic. You know, it's funny because I was taught the values and virtues of socialism while attending university. Anybody who's ever sat through a Western civics class knows, you know, some of the basics. You've probably perused through the Communist Manifesto, a very short, very thin pamphlet of information, which seems rather idealistic on paper. And we will get into why the broader spectrum of socialism does not work. If we are going to be an independent people, then capitalism, by God, is the best form that we've got of maintaining an economic structure. So the problem for today's episode that I'm looking to convey across with a better understanding, and I hope that a lot of you share your input. Your comments are always valued. We leave it open and free so that you can say whatever the heck you want, as crazy or as intelligent as it may be. Please, by all means, share your comments with us. Subscribe, rate, review the podcast right now. If you're not already on 5paragraph.com, that's where we're going to primarily post our episodes. So go ahead and give us your comments over there. Look, here's the thing. Socialism basically boiled down here, and I only have a short amount of time on each one of these episodes, but it basically boils down to people who believe everyone should work for the common good. Unfortunately, it always leads to terrible people ruling from a small minority. It looks really good on paper. Unfortunately, life finds a way. So here in the United States of America, we have a constitution and our founding documents which work to prevent overlordship from a ruling class. Unfortunately, through corruption of power, we've seen American rights start to dwindle. We've seen the evaporation of the middle class. The middle class exists because small businesses become medium-sized businesses and have the ability to sustain within a state economy. A lot of our state-led economies were diminished over the past decade, two decades, and just kind of slowly boiling the frog, so to speak. For those of us who are paying attention and see what's happening from a small business, medium-sized business approach, a lot of our talent through legislation was driven away from the small business arena in order to seek the higher pay, the better benefits that they would get at a larger established, almost institutionalized organization to be a part of. I am a big fan of helping small businesses become large businesses and being able to compete with one another. The more small, medium to large size business growth scales that we can see and failures that we can see as Americans. I mean, you know, I'm drawn specifically because I was born and raised in the state of Michigan. I'm drawn back to the great American auto manufacturers, and there were plenty of them. You know, one vehicle that I owned through high school is a 1977 AMC Hornet station wagon, and it was fantastic. I bought it off a little old lady who drove it up from Nevada, and it was one of those things where American Motor Company doesn't exist anymore. It was absorbed by another entity that's out there. And I'm a huge fan of specifically Peter Drucker, who helped create a lot of those different auto works conglomerates and help invigorate manufacturing small unit leadership in a lot of ways. And so I saw through research the greatness of small business to medium-sized business capitalism as a growth structure to be able to secure independence for a great many people. It's keeping verticals inside of the state rather than being able to move across the boundaries of economies in order to get a better deal elsewhere. So, again, it is a governance decision, legislative decision. We are in a government led by the people. I'm simply saying if we're paying attention and we want to be independent and remain independent, small businesses, growing to medium-sized businesses, maintaining economies of scale inside of the states where those businesses are, all of that matters. And we are here to help, as far as Five Paragraph. The mission of this overall podcast episode and what we do with Five Paragraph is work with fellow business leaders to mastermind, plan, and grow in our own unique strengths. We each have our strengths that we focus on, that we operate in. We each bring something as an advantage to the table of other business leaders. With Five Paragraph, we made it super, super easy, dare I say it, to be able to mastermind with one another. It's a simple, very intuitive process. We didn't just create it out of thin air. We took the military operations order, which is a very intuitive, brief method for being able to convey a plan to a group of people so that you can go and take action. And we bring our skills, knowledge, attitude, our experience out of the military forces, as well as our education out of the entrepreneurial, business leader, business management, business development, a variety of different disciplines, in order to come together as a group. And we only grow stronger with each new addition of Five Paragraph User. Again, it's not something that we created on our own. It's something that's been refined over the past 240 plus years. So our intention with all of this is teams working together to be able to secure their own independence. Again, it's teams, groups, coming together, working together in order to add value. So it's working with small and medium-sized businesses ran at the local level, focused on cultivating sustainable economic conditions through governance. That is to say, free people who are independent, who are critical thinkers, engaging at their local level on up in order to secure a better future for their individual local level up to their state and then eventually to the federal level. And it's paying attention to home first and growing out of that, wherever your home may be. Now, the beautiful thing about Five Paragraph is we have the ability to work with all of you guys that are out there. We work via the internet and share through online screen share. We can also do it hard copy. We can do it over a landline. When you get the book in front of you, you'll see why I educate directly to the book. Because really, all that we could do this over a ham radio if you really want to, which is the most secure form of civilian communication. We can do it over a ham radio, I'm not joking, if you truly want to. The book is broken down in such a way to where you easily absorb and then move through the information. The tail end of the book allows you to fill in the correct information where it needs to go in order to have a clear, concise plan. Not an extraordinarily huge amount of detail, much rather getting together the right people who can tease out that level of detail in their given strength base. And it's the key components of small unit leadership. So we aim to work with you folks out there who are small to medium-sized business owners, leaders, managers, department heads, whomever you are. We work from the executive level to personnel on the ground, all maximizing the same five-paragraph business plan template. Okay, so it's yours to just max out. And it works for every problem. I can say that confidently because I apply it day in and day out. I mean, we drink our own Kool-Aid around here, right? We were trained this stuff coming up in the military, saw the potency of it in engaging a team. And there are countless other veterans who are nodding their heads right now who are going, yep, that's the same thing that we used downrange and it worked every time. It works in business because what we did is we took the same infrastructure that is a five-paragraph operations order. We pulled out bad guys and beans and bullets and bombs and all of the other stuff. And we put in gross margin and break-even analysis and how to conduct pro forma, you know, and put it together into an easy to understand brief format so that you, the leaders, have the ability through oration to be able to speak this out to your team taking notes, and then going and taking action. And it's the same way that we worked when we were downrange in the military. We're coming back into our small town communities, into our local communities. We're infusing ourselves with the business leaders that are out there. I do my best to engage with every single business leader who calls into Five Paragraph. If you have a need for our services, we're going to help you out. All right, and that's from a vision all the way down to orchestrating the overall management scheme and training through education, practical application, guided discussion, your teams that need education in the field. We can do all of those various things. We are advisors. We assess, train, advise, and assist your organization in the long term. We are your business quick reaction force. So by all means, get in touch with us. All right, I've kind of hit on a couple of different points, and I really want to bring these home. You know, I talked about before Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, Marxism. It looks good on paper. It doesn't work when you include people. All right, the broadening of socialism has grown to a ruling class. For those of us who's ever taken a Western civics class, you ever wonder whether or not Robespierre was kind of onto something but got carried away? You ever look at Joe McCarthy and wonder whether or not he was onto something but then got a little carried away, maybe ridiculed, not really sure. Fellow Marine, by the way. But it's something that seems to be a good construct so long as everybody knows their place and can fulfill the standard. However, the environment that we live in individually across, whether it's the United States of America or even between the east and western edges of a state, people live differently. The environment plays a role. And it's not just terrain and weather, it's your working environment. It doesn't matter. I do work with franchises, okay? One of their biggest things is they provide everything that is cookie cutter in between the different locations in order to achieve the same experience for their customer in between each individual location. They still cannot get every single franchise unit location to be able to operate in the same way. There are nuances across different lines where different pockets of individual cultures have sprung up. It's one of those things. Life finds a way. And I give you a baseline computer programming problem to analyze. If you are trying to render a realistic-looking piece of nature, you actually have to program in randomness in order to achieve that look. All right, so if you ever research simulated growth of plants, environmental randomness must be programmed into computer language in order to produce realistic-looking trees or realistic-looking tidbits of nature. That is to say that the environmental effects that each individual person undergoes throughout their each individual lives cannot be replicated. The experience that all of us has is our own, each individual, unique experience. That's the whole point. That's why socialism and communism doesn't work. It's because each one of us have our own strengths, our own weaknesses, we have our own capabilities and limitations. Each one of us come with our own individual experiences. Whether that's wisdom, knowledge, the practical application of knowledge, the practical application of a skill set, the ability to marshal and lead others, we each are unique, hence why we cannot fit with inside of a cookie-cutter complexion. It doesn't work. The desired end state of today's episode is understand that capitalism, at its core, requires a group of people working together in order to create something of value and being rewarded for the value they've created. This is most obvious in small to medium-sized businesses experiencing second-stage growth, especially right now, today's day and age, 2018, seeing 4.1 GDP and a lower unemployment rate every day. People, you're hiring out there. You want to get the best people. You want to get critical thinkers. You want to get high integrity individuals. You want to know how to hire the right people, how to cultivate the right talent, how to retain people in the long term. Look, it's capitalism at its core, at its utmost. You know, stop looking at these gigantic, huge monopolies that are out there thinking for some weird reason that those are capitalists. They're not. In all actuality, it's the individual who's willing to put in the blood, sweat, and tears. It's not just the entrepreneurs. It's the intrapreneurs inside of the organizations who are willing to pick up that masthead, who are willing to raise the guidon in their own area of responsibility and take the fight to the enemy. And that might be delivering a good product, service, whatever the case may be, but it is eliminating the need that your customer has for that good product or service. It's picking up the guidon and carrying forward in the name of the organization for the betterment of the organization. It's finding a group of people that you connect with in a close-hearted manner. Find close-hearted people, people who know the same poem by heart, who hum the same tune by heart, who understand your experiences but are willing to challenge you mentally, hopefully for the better. Like-minded people, you're only going to get the same product every single time. And if you only want robots, sorry, life will find a way. Five Paragraph is your square one to handle any situation. We can help you raise rock-solid leaders. We can help you better understand how to delegate your authority, how to maintain responsibility even when you have a remote team operating in the field. This is crucial if you are going to be able to expand. You have to be willing to hand over your baby to somebody else. And I know exactly what that's like because I have failed many times and had many successes, and it requires pulling in other people, sharing your vision, working with them, providing other great people to bounce ideas off of and work with, focusing on their place, their environment in order to cultivate that culture and provide them with the things that they need in order to succeed in the mission that you have charged them with. What we ask of you is call us. Call us. It's free to do an assessment. It's free to get started with Five Paragraph. You can schedule a call with an advisor. You can call directly 919-827-0898. We are located in the great state of North Carolina, just down the road from Raleigh-Durham. We're in the RDU greater area. By all means, we can link up face-to-face. Totally understand why you would want to do that. We can do something over Skype. We could do something over Google Hangout if you're outside of our geographic area. We work with people remotely all the time. We pride ourselves on that flexibility. So get in touch with us. You can go to 5paragraph.com. That's 5 like the digit, paragraph, P-A-R-A-G-R-A-P-H.com, 5paragraph.com. My name is Michael J. Penny. I am the chief advisor and the founder of 5paragraph. Go ahead, get in touch with me. By all means, call up 919-827-0898. I hope to speak with each and every one of you. I sincerely do. Each one of our assessments are only 15 minutes long. I'd love to have a little wavetop conversation with you, even if that's all that it takes. I want you to understand 5paragraph so that we can work together. It's not something that we just all of a sudden, poof, created. What we're really, really excellent at is helping you understand, absorb that information, how to be able to carry forth with that information, and be able to mastermind as a group that is ever growing. Once you get it, which it's very intuitive, then you have the ability to interconnect and work with other business leaders. So it really, really is a very super powerful tool in how simple it is. Our goal is to help you make sense of the chaos. So by all means, get in touch with us. Thank you so much for being a part of the 5P podcast. Subscribe, rate, review the podcast, and continue to grow those small to medium-sized businesses. Continue to hit those second stage growth marks. We understand that it's very difficult meeting the demand. It's very difficult making sense of the overall problem when you're riding on the wave. We are the third party that's sitting off on the side of it, observing it. We're ready to be tagged into the game, you know, or into the match. Our whole thing here, our whole perspective on this is let's help you get a vision down so that you have the ability to really make sense of the problem, to make sure that you're prioritizing in whatever ways you're speculating in the right way, you're conducting due diligence, whatever the problem is, whatever the case may be. We aim to help you out. So, and we have a lot of different business connections that we can engage you with. So get in touch with us. Go to 5paragraph.com. Continue to listen to the podcast. We welcome your thoughts and comments. And thank you for listening. Take care and be well.